The unspent money is left over from a $19 million federal grant last year to combat potential attacks on the state's voting system.
Public faith in our elections is a cornerstone of our democracy, and we'll take every step necessary to preserve the integrity of our infrastructure.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the money will be used to continue work on the systems targeted by Russian hackers in 2016.
We have 67 different elections that are run, and not every county has the same amount of resources, so we want to be there to offer the support so that the elections run smoothly. So I think it was the right decision to make.
This is the latest in the governor's order last month for Secretary of State Laurel Lee to begin a review of election security from Pensacola to Key West.
I have been briefed by the FBI involving the situation in 2016 with two Florida counties. And while the intrusions did not affect the outcome of the election, we do not want to see any breaches. Secretary Lee got to work very quickly. And today we have an update on her plan to conduct a review of Florida's election systems.
Lee, whose office oversees the statewide election process, says there's always a need for more security.
We have already made critical investments and improvements to our election security, and Florida is now considered a leader in election and cybersecurity. However, we must remain ever vigilant against constant and evolving threats.
The secretary and the governor pledged to identify and fix any problems before the presidential primary next March through what Lee calls an historic partnership with the county elections offices on a joint cybersecurity initiative.
A thorough election-specific assessment and evaluate weaknesses in our election system, as well as any potential for human vulnerabilities. Any weaknesses or vulnerabilities will be addressed prior to the 2020 presidential primary.
Governor DeSantis is hoping no vulnerabilities are found, but if there are, he does not think they should be publicly disclosed.
And if we identify vulnerabilities, that is not going to be something that's going to be put out, because we'd be telegraphing to our adversaries, hey, this is where Florida's weakest. If there's something that has already happened, that going public is not going to hinder our efforts to address it, you know, I'm happy to do that.
We share your commitment to protecting our elections. We also greatly appreciate the redistribution of unspent funds to support Supervisor of Elections to make critical investments in election security.
Tammy Jones of Levy County is president of the Florida State Association of Supervisors of Elections.
Florida Supervisor of Elections have been laser focused on this issue for the last 3 years. And when it comes to working with our federal partners, we are one of the most engaged states on securing elections infrastructure.
Secretary of State Laurel Lee will work with the county election supervisors to determine how the money is divided. The governor plans to seek more money for election security in his 2020 budget, depending on what potential vulnerabilities election supervisors find in the coming months. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.